कुण्डनवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्ठिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम् அம்மேனின் பததாரில் வீணபயமன்னோதீடுமீயே செம்மே திருக்கரப்பல்லவால் தழுகிடும் ஸ்நேகாமிரதம் தூயும் சம்மோதத்தோடு சாந்த்வனங்களருளும் தேஜஸ்வினி சத்குரு பிரம்மானந்தர சம்வழிஞ்ச பொருளே நீ தன்னியானாஸ்ரயம் பிரம்மானந்தர சம்வழிஞ்ச பொருளே நீ தன்னையானாஸ்ரயம் பிரம்மானந்தரசம் வழிஞ்ஞ பொருளே நீ தன்னையானாஸ்ரயம் We are discussing the thousand names of Devi as found in Lalita Sahasranama. So the namas that we are learning are still speaking about Nirgunam, the Nirguna aspect of Devi. So Nirguna aspect is that aspect of Devi which is her real nature. The real nature of Devi is Nirgunam. Anadityat Nirgunatvat Paramatmayam Avyayah Sharirastopi Kaunteya Nakaroti Nalipyate. So Gita in the 13th chapter, Krishna says, Anadityat Nirgunatvat Paramatmayam Avyayah. This Paramatma, or that Ishvara who pervades the entire world, who resides in the heart of all beings. Kshetranyam chapi mam viddhi sarva kshetreshu bharata. So that Kshetranya who resides in all the kshetras, all the bodies, in each and every person, whatever is there, the essence of all beings, that is Paramatma. And that Paramatma, because he is anadi, without any beginning, is also called Adi Purushah. So Adi Matvatva, Mandukya Upanishad says, so he is the Adi Purushah, he is the first person, he doesn't have any beginning. Since he is the very first thing, he is always there, therefore there is no beginning for him. So Anadityat Nirgunatvat, and he is Nirgunam as well. Nirgunam means without any gunam, that which cannot be qualified by the mind, qualified with any attributes, qualified or limited by the intellect, grasped by the intellect. Intellect, it's not just the intellect, but dantakaranam as well as bhaikaranam, that is nirgunam. And because Paramatma is anadi and nirgunam, therefore he is avyayam, immutable as well. He doesn't have any decay. Vyayam, vyayam means decay. He doesn't have any decay. Since he doesn't have any decay, therefore though he resides in all bodies, Sharirastopi Kaunteya Nakaroti Nalipyate, though he resides in all bodies, still he is Nakaroti, he doesn't do anything. Nalipyate, he doesn't get affected by anything as well. Even as the dreamer who is in the dream world, who pervades the dream world, who is the essence of all beings in the dream world, Sarvam, or whatever is there in the dream world, Sarvam Dreamer Mayam. So it is, everything is pervaded by the dreamer, but still though Sarvam, everything is dreamer alone, still the dreamer is unaffected. When he wakes up, he remains the same, he remains unaffected. Whatever happened, he didn't do anything, he neither did anything nor was he affected by anything. So similarly, with respect to this waking world, everything is pervaded by Ishvara, Sarvam Brahmamayam. So everything is pervaded by Ishvara, And that Nirguna Ishvara, since he doesn't have any decay, therefore he doesn't do nor is he affected. So when we realize that that Brahman or Ishvara who pervades the entire world, that Brahman is the indwelling self, the real I, the conscious I, the chit principle in each one of us, then we will also become unaffected. We will also become untainted by everything. That is the goal of life. That is Jivan Mukti, where a person is unaffected by whatever happens because he is always abiding in Brahman. So that is what is the goal of life. And if we have to attain that goal, even while we are worshipping Devi, a form, we are choosing a form and worshipping Devi, we should remember that the form is in essence Nirgunam. Form is in reality Nirgunam. It doesn't matter whether we worship Nirgunam or Sagunam, but we should remember that the form is Nirgunam. And the way to remember the form to be Nirgunam is that which pervades the entire world. That alone can be Nirgunam, without any gunam, that is which is not limited by time, space and causation. Desha kala vishaya ativartiyate. So whatever pervades time or is beyond time, space and causation, that alone can be Nirgunam, and that entity is pervades the entire world. So there is no point worshipping a particular form, not remembering that the form is Nirgunam. Sorry, that form is one with Brahman. That form is the essence of all beings, essence of existence itself. We have to remember that. If we don't remember that, we'll get deluded into the form. We'll get deluded into a particular form, and we will not be able to go beyond duality, go beyond dvaitam, go beyond bhayam, go beyond dukkham. So we have to remember it. It is fine to have a form and worship that form, Saguna aspect, but we have to pervade that form. The entire world has to be pervaded by that form, and that is what Krishna says as Mayi Aveshita Chetasam Tesham Aham Samudharta Mrityu Samsara Sagara. For a person, I'll become the savior of Saguna Bhaktas. Why? Mayi aveshita chetasam, mayi, in me, aveshita chetasam, their mind has merged onto me, their mind, whatever is there in their mind is only me. That is possible when we pervade that particular object everywhere. That is the purpose of learning Lalita Sahasranama, and implementation in life is pervading the form of Devi, remembering Devi to be all pervasive, remembering that Devi alone is present here, and seeing the form of Tripura Sundari or Amma in the entire world. So Nirgunam aspect is the real aspect. Sagunam is just a way to reach Nirgunam. We cannot reach directly. That which cannot be reached directly, we have to take some mode. We can directly meet Amma, but if we have to meet Amma in Amritapuri, then we have to either cross over the river, or we have to go a little roundabout way. So we have to cross over the river. Let's think that we have to cross over the river. From the United States to go to India, we have to cross over the river. It doesn't matter whether we cross it through by a flight or by ship or some other means. It doesn't matter. We have to cross. So for crossing, we can take any means, whether it is Nirgunam or Sagunam. It doesn't matter. What is required is pervading the entire world, remembering to pervade the entire world with one entity, whether it is Nirgunam or Sagunam, it doesn't matter. So we have to but remember that Devi essentially is Nirguna Brahman. She cannot have any qualities. She is Nirgunam. So remembering that, we will see the next 10 Namas, starting from 186th Nama to the 195th Nama. So 195th Nama ends the Nirgunam aspect of Devi, which was started from the 132nd Nama. From the 132nd Nama till the 195th Nama is Nirgunam aspect. It is good to go over and learn it again and again, so that we become very clear about Devi's essential nature. Whether we worship or we need a particular form, the form of Tripura Sundari or Amma's form or Krishna or Shiva or Vishnu, it doesn't matter. We have to remember that essentially everything is one entity, one Brahman, which is Nirgunam. So we, in order to get that clear, it will help if we go back and learn these namas, these particular namas very well. So remembering that, let's continue with the nama. So the 186th nama is Om Nirapayai Namaha. So this is very much similar to another nama which came a little earlier. Om Nirnasha, Nirnasha, Nasham is not there. So Apayam, Apayam means Maranam, or Mrityu is the meaning for Apayam. So Nirapaya, Nirapaya means one who is without Mrityu. So we can say Nirnasha means without any Nasham. Here Nasham can be of different types. Going to a different, so Nasham need not exactly be Mrityu or Maranam. Some people consider themselves to be destroyed if they are not able to achieve what they want in life. That is why they do commit suicide. So Nasham is not only with respect to giving up the body or Mrityu, but other things as well. So Nirnasha is Nasham, and here we can consider that Apayam. Apayam means Maranam. So we know in many places there will be Apayam. It is in Hindi, it's a common word in Hindi. Apayam means, that means if there is something is written Apayam, that means danger, or it is very it is a danger to life. That is the meaning. So Apayam means Mrityu. So Nirapaya, Nirapaya means one who doesn't die. So Devi doesn't die because Devi is without any birth. We know that Devi is Ajam. Devi is without any birth. We have already learned that previously, that Devi doesn't have any birth. Since Devi doesn't have any birth, Nirbhava. So Nirbhava, Bhavam means creation of starting. So Devi doesn't have any birth, therefore she is also without death. That which is born dies. That is what Shadvikaram. So Shadvikaram or Janma Astitva Vriddhi Parinama Apakshaya Nasham. So all those happen only if one of those is there, other is also there. If one is not there, other also will not be there. So if there is no birth, then there will be no death as well. It's like telling, I have a beautiful table. I can use that to keep my computer above it. But consider that the table has four legs. If one leg is not there, then the table is not a table. It is still there, but it's not a table. It cannot function as a table because since one leg is not there, it will be tilting, so it will not have the qualities of the table. Similarly, if one of these vikaram is not there in an entity, then the other five vikaras are also not there. So that Devi, who is Nirbhava, also has to be Nirapaya. And we already know as to what will happen if we worship Devi as Nirapaya, that is Mrityumatani. So Devi will take us beyond Maranam. How? Because Devi will make us realize that Jivo Brahmaiva Naparaha. Devi will make us realize that I am Devi, I am Brahman. Devi will make us realize that I am Brahman, I am that Brahman who is Ajopisan Avyayatma Bhutanam Isharopisan Ajaha. Ajaha, that which is without any birth. Najayate Mriyate Va Kadashit. Krishna says that in says this in many places in Gita. So Devi will take us beyond Maranam. Devi will take us beyond all sorrow. Devi will make us exist forever, or make us existence in nature which is Sat. So we will become Sat, that Sat which is in reality Chit, which is the I, or the Devi who resides, or Devi who is the essence of all beings. So Devi will take us by realizing, or making us realize, that we are one with that Brahman, which is Brahma Satyam, which is the essence of Jagat, which is Jagan Mithya, Mithya Jagat Adishtanam, the Adishtanam of Mithya Jagat. Devi will make us realize, and it is very easy. Devi will very easily make us realize because If we pervade Devi everywhere, then we don't exist. Nothing exists here. The various names and forms are Namarupam. They are not real. Whatever is real is just the entity or Brahman alone. So if everything becomes Devi, then we become one with Devi. There is nothing called we or nothing called I. Because everything is Devi, so there is only Devi. And that Devi is Nirapaya, which means we are also Nirapayam. That is how they will take us beyond Mrityu. So the next nama is Om Niratyayai Namaha. So Devi is so powerful. Devi is beyond birth, death. Devi is beyond the Kalmasham or Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Madha, Matsaryam, all those. But still, wherever there is a rule, Devi will not go beyond those rules. So Niratyaya means Devi will not go beyond whatever is being defined, whatever rules are being set. So that is the reason why if we trace back onto Amma's 2008 or this summer trip, we will realize as to what Swamini Krishnavrata Prana said about Amma. Though Amma or Mahatmas are capable of changing the entire world, because it is their own creation, they can change it. Lokavattu tat leela kaivalyam. Brahma Sutra says lokam itself is leela kaivalyam. It is Ishvara's leela. So that means he can change his own leela. The director can change the entire film. Director can change anything and everything. So that is possible by the director, because he is the person. He is often called the captain of the ship. The ship, if the movie or the entire movie crew is considered to be people in a ship, then the captain of the ship is the director. So he can change everything. Similarly, Devi or Amma can change everything. Mahatmas can change everything. But still, they don't do it because there is some rule. They don't want to break the rules that they have created themselves. That is the main reason. Another reason is also that they know that this is only a time pass. So they will just stand aside and laugh. So it is said, Bhagavatam as well as many other Puranas speak about Krishna's end. So when Yadavas fought amongst each other, so they were fighting and killing each other, Krishna thought, okay, it is time for me to take rest. So he stepped aside, or he was standing aside, and then he was laughing at whatever was happening. So he could have stopped it. Krishna could have stopped everything. He is called Jagat Guru. So Krishna could have stopped everything, but still he didn't stop, because it is his own rule that is created. Therefore, he doesn't want to break it. One, and two is that he knows that this is all in illusions and what to break, what to stop. So we don't stop the rules that are created in the dream world, because those are created by us. We don't want to break it. Similarly, Devi is also a person who doesn't break rules, as Krishnamrita Prana Swamini said. Amma can change things, but she doesn't change. She lets karma take its course. So Niratyaya, one who abides by her own rules, she doesn't go beyond the rules that are set. That is also the reason why we can say that Mahatmas have a hand. So if we read, not a hand, I meant like Mahatmas have a hand in trying to deal things within the realm of karma, within whatever rules are applicable in the world. So if we read autobiography of a yogi, so there Paramahamsa Yogananda speaks about his guru Yukteswar Giri once telling him that, okay, get a bracelet made of panchalohyam, because you are having a bad time. So during this time you should wear it. So he says, so Paramahamsa Yogananda wears it and he doesn't have any bad things. But Paramahamsa Yogananda knows that his guru can get rid of everything, and the panchalohyam, that bracelet has nothing to do with his karma. But still, his guru doesn't want to show that he is controlling or he is changing rules. Therefore, he works within the rules. So he makes it appear as if the bracelet changed things. So we find that in Amma's, many of Amma's the incidents in Amma's life. So in Awaken Children, one place which we have already read, so there Amma says, when Amma is sitting amidst a group of devotees, so Amma suddenly tells to one of the son, he says, "Oh Mohan, oh son, like it is time you should go home," and she sends him back. And at that time she says, she talks to another son, another devotee, and says, "You said you have to go home as well, right? And you have a car. So drop this son to his house." So after saying that, both the devotees leave. After that, Amma says to the other devotees there that the first son's father had a heart attack, and he's fine now, but still Amma wanted to send him back to his house. So another devotee asked, "Amma, how did you know this?" Then Amma just says, "Oh, that is all there, forget it," and she gets over the topic, she changes the topic. So that is how Mahatmas, they will not change. Why? Because Nirattya, they don't want to change the rules that are there in the world, that are created in the world for the world. That will not be changed, that will not be changed. They will work within those realms. So if Mahatmas can create one more hour in a day, but they don't do it, they let things take their own course. And it's also because their only goal is to take us beyond this illusion. Sorry. Their only goal is to take us beyond this illusion and not to get us deluded more and more, or not to control this illusion. When we are in the dream world, when we are suffering in the dream world, there is no point controlling things there. There is no point controlling the dream world and saying, "I am the king, let me control." That's not possible. So we will just want to come out of the dream world. That is what would happen. So Nirapaya, so Amma or Devi will want us, Devi wants us, wants or wants to take us out of this illusory world and not control things in the illusory world. Therefore, things will take its own course, but Devi will make us so strong that even though we will be living in the world, we will be like Tom Hanks acting in a movie, or portraying the role to perfection, like he did in many of his movies, or Denzel Washington in Training Day, where he played a anti-hero kind of role, or Shah Rukh Khan in Dar. So like these actors are able to do roles which are anti-hero roles, even that they are able to do it perfectly. They are not villains in real life, but still they are able to play that to perfection because they know that it is only an illusion. Similarly, actions will still go on, we will be doing actions, but we will be able to be unaffected by actions because we know that everything is only an illusion. So though Devi doesn't go beyond her own rules, that are the rules that are set in the world, since we are in the illusory world, or we are in samsara sagaram, coming out of the samsara sagaram is very tough indeed. So Devi hi esha gunamayi mama maya durateya, it is very tough. Iha samsare bahudustare, it is very tough indeed. Why is it very tough? Because this logam is made up of karmas and gahana karmano gatihi. Krishna says that karmana gatihi, the flow of karma, if karma is considered as a water or a river, the flow of karma is gahanam, very deep. We cannot find out where it has come from. That is what Krishna says in the 15th chapter as well, that we can't find out as to what is the top, what is the bottom, where it has come from, all this. We cannot. Narupamasyeha tatopalabhyate nanto nachadir nacha sampratishtha. It is very tough indeed to follow. And that is the reason why the next nama says, Om Durlabhayi Namaha Durlabham. So labham means attaining. Durlabham means attaining Devi is very tough. There is only one way to attain Devi, which can be termed as jnanam or bhakti or yoga or Nishkama karmam, whatever we term it, it's fine. But that one way is seeing Devi everywhere, or it is remembering Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. Going beyond the Nama Rupam, going beyond Dvaitam, and concentrating on the Advitiya Vastu, that is the one and only way to get out of this world. And therefore, Devi is Durlabham, and that's also the reason why Krishna says in the seventh chapter of Gita that Manushyanam Sahasreshu Kashchedyatasi Siddhaye Yatatam Api Siddhanam Kashchedmam Veti Tattvatah. The thousands of people, very few strive for perfection. Out of those striving people, very few indeed know me in reality. That is because Durlabham. It is Durlabham because Hiranmayena Patrena Satyasya Abhihito Mukam. So, Satyasya Mukam, the face of truth, has been covered by a golden orb, the golden orb of attraction, the golden orb of delusion of the world, or delusive power of the world. And that is what Kathopanishad says as Shreyo Margam and Preyo Margam. Preyam. One is Preyam. Preyam means which appears very attractive, and other is Shreyam, which will really give us moksha. So therefore, Durlabha. So Devi is very tough to achieve. So very tough to achieve itself means that in order to reach that state of Devi, it is Om Durgama Ye Namaha. So Durgama, Gama means to go. So Durlabha means very tough to achieve. Achieve means achieve is really achieving the goal. And from the place or where we stand, from the Vyavaharika level or from the Mithya level where we are now, it is very tough to attain. So attaining is very, very tough. Very tough indeed. So Devi is Durlabha, very tough to achieve. And Durgama, very tough to get to or attain. Both are almost the same. Durlabha means that just about the goal, and Durgama means from our place, from where we stand, in order to go to Devi, that is very tough. It is like telling we don't have any ship, or we don't have any flights from US to India, but we have to go to India. The only way is swim across the ocean. Swimming is very tough because there are whales, there are crocodiles, there are a lot of other things, and it is very tough indeed. So Durgama, and the previous nama is Durlabha. It is very tough to achieve. So just because this says that it is very tough to Durlabha, very tough to achieve and very tough to reach, that doesn't mean that there is some reaching or there is some attaining. All these are from our perspective. In fact, we are all one with Devi. This is just an explanation from our perspective, explanation from the Ajnana level, from Dukkham, the level of Dukkham. When we are in the Sagaram, in Samsara Sagaram, it is very tough indeed to come out of it. But once we are out of it, it's very easy. It is already achieved. So it is like telling, when we see water in desert, it is very tough to achieve the water. It is very tough to attain the water. It is very tough to reach the water. So it is Durlabham. It is very tough to attain. Durgama, it is very tough to go to the place where the water is there. But once we know that there is no water and it's only desert, then we will realize that we are already in the desert. That means it's already achieved. We don't have to go anywhere. We are already there. So that is at a later point, from our perspective, from Samsara Sagaram, a person who is in the Samsara Sagaram, for such a person, we should know that Devi is very tough to achieve. So these are not namas which want to hinder our progress in the spiritual path. These are all namas, not namas which are there to frighten us about the goal. These are not like in any competition or getting into Google. Now it's not very tough to get into Google because Google is having its bad days. Anything will have a good day and a bad day. Sukham Dukkham. Amma says that Sukham Dukkham are like two tires or wheels of a bicycle. Both are there. We don't know when one will come, when one will come or the other will come. So Amrita Gita Ananda Puri Amma's senior sannyasi disciple always says, if we get some happiness, we can very well know that tons of whichever is proper English or whichever is proper English. So tons of sorrow is waiting to pounce upon us. That's how we should know. So both are there. Earlier, getting a job into Google was very tough indeed. Or getting into Microsoft, even today it is tough. So getting into Microsoft is very tough. So people will be there to ensure that we don't achieve or attain the goal. So this is we can understand it better with what is known as Uraiyadi or the Janmashtami. During Janmashtami, there is a function or there is a competition, in fact. So a pot with water will be hung a little top above our head, not little, much more above our head, and there will be somebody who we will be holding to a rope which will be tied to the pot, and there will be a kind of pulley kind of thing which will make the pot appear as if we can hit it with a stick. But when we go to hit it, the person will pull the rope so that the pot will go up. So our goal is to hit the pot. So when we try to hit the pot, they'll pull the rope. That means they don't want us to get it. And as if this is not enough, people will be pouring water onto us, or not pouring, but kind of with buckets. They'll be just how to tell? I'm not getting the right word. So it's not pouring, but pouring with force over us. So that will also hinder our progress to achieve the goal of hitting the pot. Similarly, so that is how the world works, but that is not how spirituality works. So in spirituality, Devi is always ready to give us moksha. There are Mahatmas who are willing to give us moksha because we are already muktas, we are already realized. Everybody, it's only in the spiritual path, only a true spiritual guru who will be very happy with the progress that the disciple makes. He will not hinder or stop the progress of the disciple. And it's very important to know this, because in current day, or as the world is going, there are false gurus who don't want their disciples to progress, because if they progress, the gurus will lose whatever they get out of the disciple, whether it is chela or the saying, oh great guru, oh great guru, something like that, or money and other benefits. So benefits, those gurus just seek benefit, but a real guru will not. So these namas are not there to frighten us or to stop us from achieving the goal, but these are in order to make us alert. So Amma says that we should always be alert. So she gives the example of a crow which is sitting on the branch of a tree. So the crow is sitting there with its small kids. So it sleeps as well. But even while sleeping, it is always alert, it is always cautious, because it knows that this branch cannot support it when a storm or like wind blows very, very with much force. So a force wind comes, then it knows that the branch will not support it, therefore it is always vigilant or alert. So we should have that alertness in our life. Whenever or whatever we are doing in life, each and every moment of our life, we should be alert. And that alertness is what is meant by these namas. The goal is very tough to achieve, therefore be alert. And not only just be alert, as Shankara says in the Sadhana Chatushtayam, we also need to have titiksha, we also need to have forbearance. We should know that this path is very tough indeed. So we will face many obstacles. Those are not obstacles set by Ishvara, but those are obstacles that are the impurities in our mind. The impurities of our mind comes out in the form of obstacles. So when somebody is bit by a snake, so what we have to do is gets out the venom. So when the venom is like somebody sucks out the venom, at that time the person will really feel, or the patient will really feel much pain. But that sucking out is what is causing the pain. It is the venom that is causing the pain, and maybe the other person who is treating may kind of appear to be biting at us, but he is not causing any, or he is not posing any obstacle. The obstacle is what is there in us and which is coming out. So obstacles in the spiritual path are the impurities in our mind which come out, and those impurities are the barriers. Mahatmas or Ishvara doesn't need any barrier because he is always waiting to be found out. Because it's like telling, okay, I know what my talent is, but nobody is recognizing it. So if somebody feels like that, if some singer feels that, okay, Sonu Nigam is a very very good singer, I should say, but he's not that. He is popular, but there was a time when he used to just sing Muhammad Rafi songs. He used to copy Muhammad Rafi, and then he got a name of copycat because he used to only sing Muhammad Rafi's name, a song the same way. So he got the name of copycat. So getting so though he is talented, so what would he have thought at that time? His thinking would be that, oh, I have talent, but still nobody is recognizing me. I should come out of this shell. I should break out. So that breaking out is very tough indeed. So it is really tough to come out, but that what to say, that notion in his mind, in Sonu Nigam's mind, that okay, I have talent, people please recognize me. That is the way Ishvara will be, because he knows that he is the indwelling self, he is the consciousness in us, but still he is not being recognized. People don't recognize him. And recognition or recognizing Ishvara is very tough indeed, because if Sonu Nigam has to come out of his the copycat name that people have given him, it is very tough indeed. It requires a lot of effort. So that is what is meant here, that Durgama and Durlabha means that the path is very tough indeed, but we have to be alert, and there will be obstacles, but those obstacles are impurities coming out of us, and those are not posed by Ishvara. We should be strong enough to go forward or go beyond those obstacles, because we know that it is always tough. If we know that it is tough, we'll be ready for it. But if we don't know it is tough, we'll not be that alert, and we will miss. So when we are driving in a road, if we are alert, if we know that it is a tough road, then we will be alert not to miss the right turns and all. But if you're not alert, if we don't know that the route is tough, really tough, then we'll be, oh, it is okay, and then we'll miss the proper turn, and then we will have to cry at the end. So the next nama. So if the path is very tough indeed, and there are going to be a lot of obstacles, then who is going to help us out of it? Oh Devi, you are very tough indeed to achieve, to reach the goal of you. It is very tough indeed. The path is also very tough. But who do I have to depend on other than you for reaching the goal? Therefore, Om Durgayai Namaha. So Devi or Hayagriva says, oh, don't worry that the path is very tough. So Devi Esha Gunamayi Mama Maya Duratya. This Mama Maya Duratya, Mama Maya is my Maya is very tough indeed. But just because I said very tough indeed, don't be that worried, okay? Why? Mameva ye prapadyante mayametam tarantite. Those who take or seek refuge in me, they very easily cross over this maya. So punarapi jananam punarapi maranam punarapi janani jatadeshayanam. Ihasamsare bahudustare. This samsaram is very tough to cross over, but don't worry. Kripaya pare pahi murare. So pahi murare, when we seek murari, Kripaya pare, we cross it over through Kripa. So therefore, if we get that bhakti, or if we get that devotion onto Devi, what is devotion to Devi? Mayi aveshita chetasam. How can I fix my mind, or how should I fix my mind onto Devi? Fixing the mind onto Devi is remembering that Devi alone is present everywhere. Everything is Devi, Brahma, Satyam, Jagan, Mithya. Devi alone is present here. Always remembering that in the mind. External actions are fine. Whatever we do externally doesn't matter. In the mind, everything is Devi. If that is devotion, that is jnanam. If we have that, if we have that, then Devi becomes Durga. Devi is Durga. So Durga is considered to be a 9-year-old young virgin girl. So Durga is one of the aspects of Devi, that aspect of Devi which destroys asuras. So asura, the word asura is derived as asushu ramate iti asura. So that which sticks on to sense objects, that is asura. The real asura is not external. The real asura is the sense or organs as well as the mind. And that mind or sense organs which pose an obstacle to our spiritual path, that means that mind which is filled with raga dvesham, that mind which has kalmashas, that which mind which is focusing on dvaitam, that is an obstacle. Make it a pure mind, make it an advitiya mind, a mind which is filled with one thought, a mind which always focuses on everything to be Brahman. And that is done by killing the impure thoughts. And when we surrender on to Devi, Devi herself removes all those obstacles. So don't worry that the path is very tough, but Devi herself will guide us if we have the devotion, because Devi is Durga. Devi is she, or who removes all impurities, kills all the asuras, kills all the obstacles, if only we can get surrender onto Devi. Surrender is always remembering Devi, always remembering Mameva ye prapadyante prapatti, complete or paripurna samarpanam. Complete surrender is prapatti, that state wherein the mind is always fixed on Ishvara, always fixed on the thought that there is only Ishvara here, everything is Ishvara alone. O Ishvara, I offer, I surrender on to you. Everything is Ishvara. O Ishvara, let my actions be an offering on to you. What if everything is Ishvara, then my actions have to be an offering, because everything is Ishvara. When I am turning through the pages of the book, that is also Ishvara, that is an offering to Ishvara, it is a puja, because the book is Ishvara, the hand is Ishvara, the mic is Ishvara, everything is Ishvara alone. So that is the attitude that we should have. And if we have that attitude, though the path, the goal, the path, so we can consider a Durlabha as the goal and Durgama as meaning the path. So one is goal is very tough to achieve, path is also very tough. So even though the goal and path are very tough to achieve, Devi, if we have surrendered to Devi, Devi will take care. How will she, or what will she do? How will she take care? Durgama, sorry, Durga. Durga means she kills the impurities. After killing the impurities, what will happen? Oh, I don't care if impurities are there or not. I don't want removal of impurities. What do I want? Om Dukkahantriyai Namaha. Om Sukhapradayai Namaha. As Shankara says, we want that state, moksha, that state called moksha, which is Purna Dukkha Vimochanam, complete cessation of sorrow and sukham, sukha anubhavam, sukhanubhuti. You can give different names or terms to it. So Dukkha Nivritti and Sukha Avapti. So Devi will, removal of impurity is not just removal of impurity. Once impurities are removed, obstacles are gone, then it is like telling that we are driving in a road, there is only darkness, but some obstacles are there. What is the obstacle? We think the obstacle is the road. There is, oh, we will curse the government. We will say, oh, there are no street lights. Oh, nobody is there to guide me. We'll curse everything. And then what do? We think, oh, let me use the wiper to clean. the windshield. So we cleaned the windshield, and then we realized that the obstacle was not external. It was in the windshield. The windshield had like was fully covered with black smoke or something. Therefore, we didn't apprehend the light or the road, etc. We blamed everything, but the problem was with the windshield. So we cleared the windshield. We cleared the windshield, and once we clear the windshield, then the path is very clear without any obstacle, because there are street lights. We can see the end of the road, and at the end of the road, we see the goal. We see the house of moksha. We see that as well. So the goal is clear. The path is clear. So when obstacles are removed, that means we will achieve the goal. So there is only one thing that is required for a person after removal of impurity to achieve the goal, which is the strong desire that, oh, we can say, we can stop the car and say, I don't want to go till the end. So the only thing required is, I want to go till the end. And a person who, or a person gets surrender onto Devi only when he knows that I want the goal. Only such a person can get surrender. Only such a person can get rid of impurities, because Durga will help us only when we have complete surrender. So that means we will achieve the goal. We want the goal. We want to stop the car. Therefore, which means we will achieve the goal. What is the goal? Dukkahantri. So when we surrender onto Devi, Devi will remove impurities, and Devi will destroy Dukkham and Sukkapradha. Devi will give us Sukham or Anandam. So moksha is that state of happiness, that state of Anandam, which is untainted by Dukkham. So Purna Dukkha Vimochanam, when sorrow completely vanishes and happiness alone is present. So there are times when we will not have any sorrow in life. So we can meet with a lot of people who say, oh, my life is cool, my life is very smooth. I have money, I have a good family, I have a good occupation, I have everything, but still I feel something is lacking. So everything is there, there is no dukkham. With respect to anything, there is no dukkham, but still sukkham is not there. So that's intermediate stage, because sukham or purna dukkha vimochanam and sukha prapti, both of those come only in moksha or only in atmajnanam, only when a person realizes. So when we have surrender onto Devi, Devi makes the path, that path which is that goal which is very tough to achieve, that path which is very tough to tread, Devi will make it very easy for us. And Devi will remove all those obstacles. Devi will not only remove obstacles, Devi will remove dukkham in us and give us sukham, and that is moksha. Oh, I can understand the state of moksha, dukkahantri and sukhapradha. Dukkham will be removed by Devi, and Devi will give me sukham anandam. But as we have been learning, or as we have been reading the Puranas, or in the Puranas, as it is found in the Puranas that wherever there is good, there has to be some bad. So Devi is very good, that means there should be something bad. Won't there be something bad with respect to Devi? So there can be a doubt, and that is what is answered as Om Dushtadurayai Namaha. Dushtadura. So Dushtadura. Dushta, or wicked people cannot even go near Devi. So wicked people cannot even reach Devi. So Devi can be considered as Brahman, which is, we can say that, as Krishna says in the fourth chapter of Gita, that he taught Atmajnanam first to Surya. So we can consider as Sun God or Surya Bhagavan as Ishvara or Brahman in this case. Now we can consider in this case as Surya Bhagavan as Devi. So Surya Bhagavan is Devi. So can a person go near the Surya Bhagavan? We cannot go at all. We can go, but if we go, what will happen? There will be no we. We will get destroyed. We will merge onto Devi, on Surya, sorry, onto Surya. So we will become one with Surya. So if we become one with Surya, there is no we, or the egoistic I is not there. So that means wherever Devi is there, Dushtadura, Dushtas cannot come near. So that's also the reason why in various devotional works like Kandashashtika Vajam and other works, it is said that a person who chants all those, there is no scope for wickedness or devil there. So we know how Jesus was confronted by the devil, and the devil couldn't stay much there because of the power of Jesus, the power of good. So there is no scope for evil or wickedness in Devi or in the state of moksha, because that is far, these evil qualities cannot sustain, cannot be there. So another reason why dushtas cannot be nearby to Devi is because Devi is advitiya vastu dushtam. Anything which is dvaitam is dushtam, and those dushtam cannot be in Devi. That is also the reason why whenever we are in dvaitam, when we believe in dvaitam, when we concentrate on dvaitam, we will forget Devi, which means we will not have dukkha hantri or dukkha vimochanam or sukha prapti. Neither of those will happen, and we will be sad. Even if it means, or even if it is, when we seem to be nearby to such a person, so we can say, we can argue that the Kauravas were very near Krishna. While fighting in the war, they were very near Krishna. Then what happened? So all this is a figurative way of telling about our mental state, not the external thing. So the mental state of a person who is always in Devi, who is always abiding in Devi, is that there is no dvaitam possible there. Since there is no dvaitam possible, there is no fault, there is no dushtam or wickedness that can come there. Wickedness means there is no dvaitam possible, which means such a person will not suffer at all. So another, or how does dushtam work or dushtas work? So dushtas work by doing bad activities. So bad people cannot be there near Devi, but bad activities can be, right? So Hayagriva says, no, Om Durachara Shamanyai Namaha. Durachara Shamani. Devi destroys Duracharam. Whatever bad activities are there, Devi destroys. Oh, I have a bad activity, but still Devi is not removing it. Why? Devi can remove only for a person who has surrendered. So Bhakti Prada, Bhakti Gamya, Bhakti Vashya, we have crossed all those namas. So these Nirgunam are namas which give effect, which give the fruit of Nirguna Brahman is possible only when there is surrender. So it is automatically meant that we need to have surrender only then. Durachara Shamani, bad activities can never happen near these Mahatmas. So nearby, when people are with Amma, they cannot smoke or they cannot drink. They may be doing it outside, but they cannot do near Amma because it is not possible. And there are dushtas, bad people have gone nearby to Amma, but they cannot sustain for a long period of time. They'll have to get away quickly. They will have to walk out. So in some cases, these bad people will be let to go away. There have been people who have gone to attack Amma, and they will fall down. Their wicked qualities or wicked activities will automatically go away. If we read Amma's autobiography, we can know that. And there are other cases, like in Ramana Maharshi's case, wherever bad activities are there, Ramana Maharshi cannot be found there. He will run away from there. He cannot remain. So if we also read Ramakrishna Paramahansa's gospel, we will find in many places Ramakrishna Paramahansa telling that he cannot survive in a particular house, in a particular place, because it is filled with a lot of laukika vasanas which he cannot sustain. So Durachara Shamani, Devi, wherever Devi is there, Dushtas will not be there, Duracharam will not be there. Which means the opposite or the corollary is also valid. Wherever Duracharas are there, Devi will not be there. Wherever Dushtas are there, Devi will not be there. What is Dushtam and Duracharam? Ultimately, Dushtam and Duracharam is Dvaita Bhavana. Raga Dvesham is part of Dvaitam. So, Dvaitam, whenever we forget that everything is one Devi, that is Duracharam. That is that moment we become a Dushta. There we cannot have Dukkha Vimochanam and Sukha Prapti. We will not have. And if we really surrender on to Devi, then Devi, Om Dosha Varjitaye Namaha. Ultimately, all dosham, Devi doesn't just kill impurities of the mind. Impurities, or Durga is one who removes impurities. Impurities can, in a way, can be called as dosham. So, from the Vyavaharika level, they are doshas or things which afflict us. So, we can consider as Durga as doing dosha varjita. So, dosham means afflictions. So, the word dosha itself means affliction. We know Chava dosham, Rahu dosham and all are famous. Dosha itself, the word means affliction. So, it is not, affliction means that which attaches or makes us feel as if we are attached to something. That means considering the world to be real, considering Dvaitam to be real, and creating Raga Dvesham, that is the real dosha. So the real dosham is Dvaita Bhavana, that will cause us afflictions, that will not make us na karuti na lipyate. So it will not be like I am not doing and I am not affected, it will be karuti lipyate. Or as Vidyaranya says, kurvate karma bhoga ya karma kartum cha bhunjate. Do actions, enjoy fruit, again do actions, enjoy fruit, this will continue. So that is what will happen. But if we surrender on to Devi, dosha varjitam, Devi will remove dosha. So the two aspects of removal of impurities and achieving or attaining the goal, or removing bad things and attaining the good things, removing impurities and attaining the goal of anandam, or removing dvaitam and getting advaitam, or removing bhayam and making us abhayam, that will happen if we gain surrender onto Devi. It doesn't matter whether we worship a particular form, we are not able to worship Nirguna Brahman. It is fine to worship Saguna Brahman, but remembering that Devi is essentially Nirgunam and pervading that form everywhere. So whatever is seen, that is Yadannu Kaangiladu Narayana Pratima, Yadannu Kelkiladu Narayana Shrutigal, Yadannu செய்கிலது நாராயண அர்ச்சனைகள், யாதொன்னதாகிலது நாராயணாய நம, யாதொன்னு காண்கிலது நாராயண பிரதிமா. வாட் எவர் ஐ சி இஸ் நாராயணாஸ் பிரதிமா, நாராயணாஸ் பிம்பம், ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் நாராயணா. யாதொன்னு கேட்கிலது நாராயண ஸ்ருதிகள், வாட் எவர் ஐ ஹியர் இஸ் நாராயணா, வேர்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் நாராயணா. அண்ட் யாதொன்னு செய்கிலது நாராயண அர்ச்சனைகள், வாட் எவர் ஐ டூ இஸ் அர்ச்சனா டு நாராயணா. ஸோ யாதொன்னதாகிலது நாராயணாய நம, வாட் எவர் இஸ் தேர் இஸ் நாராயணா. யத்யத் கர்ம கரோமி தத்தத் அகிலம் சம்போ தவ ஆராதனம், கரோமி யத்யத் சகலம் பரஸ்மை நாராயணாய இதி சமர்ப்பயாமி. வி நோ ஆல் தீஸ் ஸ்லோகாஸ் வெரி வெல், வி ஹவ் லேர்ன் தம், வி ஹவ் பீன் ரிமெம்பரிங் தம் ஃபார் மெனி மெனி இயர்ஸ், பட் ஸ்டில் வி கேனாட், வி வில் நாட் பி ஏபிள் டு இம்ப்ளிமெண்ட் இஃப் வி டோன்ட் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் த டீப்பர் மீனிங் ஆஃப் தீஸ். ஸோ த டீப்பர் மீனிங் கேன் பி அண்டர்ஸ்டுட் ஒன்லி வென் வி இம்ப்ளிமெண்ட். And implementation is nothing but living by whatever the shlokas say. Karomi yad yad sakalam parasmai narayana eti samarpayami. Whatever I am doing, I will samarpanam to Narayana. Oh, samarpanam to Vishnu? Chaturbhuja Vishnu? No. Narayana, the word itself, Narayana, the word itself means naram. So naram means jnanam, ayanam means living. So living in knowledge or abiding in knowledge is Narayana, and that is Chit in nature, which is Brahman or Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. So we have to remember that as well. So remembering that, offer everything unto me. So yad yad karma karomi tattad akilam shabbo tava aradhanam. Aradhanam for aradhana, or when a person is a big fan of Amitabh Bachchan, then whatever he sees will be Amitabh Bachchan. He will try to see Amitabh Bachchan. Wherever he goes, he will try to see Amitabh Bachchan. Whatever he reads will be Amitabh Bachchan's things. Whatever he speaks will be Amitabh Bachchan's words. So everything will become Amitabh Bachchan. Sarvam Amitabh Bachchan, Bachchan Mayam. So if we make, or if we do that, Sarvam Amitabh Bachchan Mayam, then maybe then in the next birth we will become tall like Amitabh Bachchan. And if by grace of Ishvara we are able to convert that Sarvam Amitabh Bachchan Mayam into Sarvam Ishvara Mayam, immediately we will realize. But since we are not fans of such things, therefore what we have to first get is सर्वम ईश्वरमयम, वेदर इट इज सगुण ईश्वरा और निर्गुण ईश्वरा, वेदर इट इज देवी त्रिपुर सुंदरी देवी और वेदर इट इज निर्गुण देवी, इट डजेंट मैटर. वॉट रियली मैटर इज एवरीथिंग इज वन एंटिटी. ब्रह्म सत्यम जगन मिथ्या. सो रिमेंबरिंग दैट एवरीथिंग इज वन एंटिटी अलोन, द एंटायर वर्ल्ड इज देवी अलोन. Remembering that always and doing activities on to that one entity which alone is present, that will take us to that state, that will give us dukkha vimochanam and sukha prapti or jivan mukti, and life will become sarthakam or dhanyam, dhanya dhanyam, life will become dhanyam, very blessed indeed. Dhanyosi dhanyosi dhanyosi, as Panchadashi Vidyaranya says, dhanyosi, we will become dhanyaha asi. I have become blessed, I have become blessed. Why? Because I am always abiding in that bliss, in that abundant bliss. We'll continue in the next day. Namah Shivaya.